I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Delta Airlines may have lost $25 to $50 million as a result of the blackout at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport on Sunday. Now Ed Bastian, the company's CEO, says he plans to seek compensation. Bastian told the AJC that he doesn't know whether the airport or Georgia Power bears responsibility, but that Delta will have conversations with both of them. Delta canceled 1,400 flights and is reimbursing passengers for Sunday night hotel stays. UPS will add 125 Tesla electric semi-tractors to its fleet of 8,500 alternative fuel vehicles. The Atlanta-based global shipping company's new vehicles will be able to go up to 500 miles on a single charge. According to Tesla, the trucks include driver's assistance and other safety technology. UPS will be one of the first companies to use the new electric semi-tractors after manufacturing begins in 2019. Well, a train derailed in North Georgia last night, causing it to spill 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel. According to the AJC, the Georgia Northeastern Railroad train was on its way to the MRS carbonate plant in Talking Rock. Authorities say the derailment happened in a rural area, so no evacuations were needed and no injuries were reported. A cause of the accident is yet to be determined. Lawyers for accused NSA leaker Reality Winner were back in a Richmond County federal courtroom yesterday. According to WJBF-TV, they're seeking access to more classified documents from the government as they prepare their defense. Winner is accused of giving classified information to an online news outlet while working for the NSA as a contractor at Fort Gordon outside of Augusta. She's being held without bond in the Lincoln County Jail until her trial, which is scheduled to begin in March. And as the Georgia Bulldogs prepare to play in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day, their stadium in Athens is getting some upgrades. CBS 46 reports Sanford Stadium is getting $63 million worth of improvements, including a new locker room for the Bulldogs, equipped with shower facilities, a training room, and a hospitality lounge. The plan also calls for a new Jumbotron scoreboard and an additional plaza for fans to enter the stadium. The renovation should be completed by this summer. Grammy Award-winning rapper Kendrick Lamar will be the halftime performer at the College Football National Championship game in Atlanta, but he won't be inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The AJC reports halftime will be performed at Centennial Park during a free, non-ticketed event. The National Championship game is set for Monday, January 8th. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.